సరాయకారుణ్యాఘనాఖ్యం సంసార
Thank you.
तू प्रभु जात जाए माता का बंदे गुरखी चरणार बिंदन रक्षा प्रसाद भगव प्रसाद रक्षा प्रसाद भगवती रक्षा प्रसाद रक्षा प्रसाद भगवत प्रसाद रक्षा प्रसाद भगवत दयाल सुमन सक्षा कृष्ण बंदे गुरखी शरणार बिंदन
राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ शाम सुंदर राधा सुंदर गोधन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय नवद्वीप धाम की जय गंगा माई की जय जमुना माई की जय तुलसी देवी की जय भक्ति देवी की जय सावी तो भक्तवृंद की जय ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड वॉल्स ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड वॉल्स ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड वॉल्स थैंक यू वेरी मच
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
दूत उवाच
vacham
yam
sabajantam
anupetam
apeta vidyam
vipayana
viraha
katana
ajuhava
butreti
tanmaya
saya
sadavo
obhinedu
obhinedu. When you say tarava, then obhinedu. Otherwise, tarava obhinedu.
Obhinedu
tam
sarva
bhuta
hridayam
munim
anatosmi
anatosmi.
Suta
uvacha
yam
pravajantam manupetam apeta kritiyam
yam
pravajantam manupetam apeta kritiyam
Vaipayana
viraha kātara ājuhāva
Utreti
tanmaya taya suravokinedu Samsarva bhūta
ridayam
munimānatosmi
Tam
pravajanta manupetam apeta kritiyam
Dvaipayana
viraha kātara ājuhāva
Utreti
tanmaya taya sarvabhyubhinedu
Tam
sarva bhuta ridayam munimata sosmi
Suta uvacha
yam pravajanta manupetam apeta kritiyam
dvaipayano viraha kātara ājuhāva
dvaipayana viraha kātara ājuhāva
utreti
tanmaya taya sarvabhinedu
Tam
sarva bhuta ridayam munimānatosmi
Next.
Suta uvacha
yam
pravajanta manupetam apeta kritiyam dvaipayana viraha kātara ājuhāva utreti tanmaya taya sarvabhinedu
Tam sarva
bhuta ridayam munimānatosmi
Yam
pravajanta manupetam apeta kritiyam dvaipayana viraha kātara ājuhāva utreti tanmaya taya sarvabhinedu
tam
sarva bhuta ridayam munimānatosmi
suta uvacha
yam pravajanta
ृष्यम
वायन
विरह प्रतरया जुहाव
पुत्री
तमयतयाद्रवीर्मनोस्मे
दैपायन
विरह पातनया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोऽभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि लेडि यं प्रभजन्तमनुपेतमपि सकृत्यम् तन्मयतया सर्वोऽभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मनिमानतोऽस्मि श्रुत उवाच यं प्रवजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यम् दैपायन विरहपातनया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोऽभिनेदु मुनिमानतोऽस्मि
उवाच
प्रभजन्तम्
Without being reformed by the sacred thread.
Abheda.
Not undergoing ceremony.
Kritiyam.
Prescribed duty.
Vipayana. Vipayana.
Vyasteva. Viraha.
Viraha.
Separation.
Separation.
Pātara.
Pātara.
Dina freedom.
Dina freedom.
Ajuhava.
Explain.
Putra.
Putra.
Iti.
Iti.
O my son.
O my son.
Sanmayataya.
Sanmayataya.
Being absorbed in that way.
Sarava. Sarava.
All the trees.
All the trees.
Abhinedu.
Abhinedu.
Responded.
Responded.
Some. Unto him. Sarva.
Sarva.
All.
All.
Translation. Srila Sutta Goswami says, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto that great sage, Shukadeva Goswami, who can enter the hearts of all. When he went away to take up the renounced order of life, sannyas, leaving home without undergoing the sacred thread ceremony, his father, Vyasa, cried out to him, O my son, Indeed, only the trees echoed in response to the bereaved father.
So, the question raised by the sages and saintly person in Naimisharana, as after the departure of Krishna, and to whom the charge of religious principle depends. So, Śrīla Gosvāmī is a disciple of Śukadeva Gosvāmī. Śukadeva Gosvāmī is a spiritual master, therefore it is the etiquette. Before speaking anything, the disciple should first of all offer respect to the spiritual master. So, offering respect to the spiritual master means to remember some of his activities. Just like you offer respect to your spiritual master, namaste sarasvate devam gaurvani prachar. This is the activity of your spiritual master. That he is preaching the message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he is a disciple of Saraswati Thakur. Namaste Saraswati. You should pronounce it Saraswati, not Saraswati. Saraswati is my spiritual master. So, his disciple is Saraswati. Saraswati Devam Gauravani Pratyayana. These are the activities. What is the activities of his spiritual master? He is simply preaching the message of Lord Chaitanya. That is his business. What is the message of Lord Chaitanya? Lord Chaitanya's message is that you go and speak everyone about Krishna and Krishna's message. This is called parampara system. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as disciple of Ishwar Puri, he is preaching Krishna consciousness. And similarly, in the disciples of Krishna of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Goswamis, Sara Goswami, Sri Sanatana Bhatta Raghuna, Sriji Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghuna, Sri Bandi Rupa Sanatanam Raghujago, Sriji Gopala. We begin from our first disciplic succession, Bandi Ham Sri Guru Sri Jitapada Kamalam, Sri Gurun Vaishnavansa. Bandihang Sri Guru Sri Yutapata Kamalam. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my Guru, spiritual master. Bandihang Sri Guru Sri Yutapata Kamalam, Sri Gurun Vaishnavansha. And then his Guru, his Guru, his Guru, they are all Vaishnava. Mandiham Sri Guru Sri Jitapada Kamalam, Sri Gurun Sri Vaishnavas, Sri Rupam. Then I offer respect to Sri Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami is Bandi Rupa Sanatanam Yagajigo, Sri Jiva Gopala. All the Goswamis, six Goswamis. Bandi Rupam, Bandi Rupam Sanatanam, Sadhguru. Abraja. Abraja means elder brother. Vishu Sanatana Goswami was the elder brother of Rupa Goswami, and Rupa Goswami accepted him as his spiritual master. Sri Rupam Sarvajatam Savana Raghunathanitam. Associated by Raghunathas, there are two Raghunaths, Raghunath Das Goswami and Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. Sa jivam with Jiva Goswami. This is the process. Vande hang Sri Guru Sri Yuta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Savana Raghunathan Nitam Tam Sajivam. Then we go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's status. Sa Advaitam Savadhutam. That is also first of all Advaita Pujai. Then Nityananda Mahaprabhu, Prabhu. Mahaprabhu is applicable only to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Others are Prabhus. Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arsa Bhrita. Krishna, and he has got innumerable servants. Krishna is Mahaprabhu, and all others, they are Prabhus. The spiritual master, who has got many Prabhus to abide by his order, he is addressed as Prabhupada. This is his system. Sādhaitam sāvadhūtam parijana sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam. After offering all these obeisances to Goswami, to Guru, and Advaita Nityananda, then you come to Sri Chaitanya Mahāprabhu. Then Sri Radha, not Krishna directly. Sri Radha, Krishna Padam, Sahagana Lalita, Sri Visakha Nitāṃśca. Radha Krishna means they are all associated by the gopis of whom Lalita Visakha are the chief out of the after service. So this is the parampara system. So here also you see Mahajana Deva Tadastha Pantha. We have to accept the path of the authorities. Here is authority, Śrīla Goswāmī. He is offering his respects to his spiritual master, Śukadeva Goswāmī. As soon as you offer, just like we sung this Gurbhāṣṭak, Bandi Gurasri Charanāravindam. Bandi Gurasri Charanāravindam, you can say simply, I offer my respectful obeisances to my spiritual master. No. You must describe his activities. What is the activity of spiritual master? Tanshara Dabana Lali Loka Pranaya Karinya Ghanaghanatyam Prapta Sakalyana Gunanavasya Bandi Gurasri Charanaravindam. This is describing the quality. Otherwise everyone will become spiritual master. That quality, the activity will support the bona fide spiritual master. Guna bhanma vibhāla. That must be quality and action. So the spiritual master's action is that he is to deliver his disciple from the blazing fire of this material existence. Samasara Dhavanala. The Dhavanala is used because this material world is always blazing, always problem. Nobody can deny it. Simply problem. That means fire. Fire is a problem. And especially in America, we see in every city, every 10 minutes or 15 minutes, there is a fire with it. Gang, 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 gang. Why? That means the fire is blazing, always. So, as we practically see, that there is always fire and the fire brigade is ready. Nobody goes to set fire. By accident, by manipulation, fire takes place. The comparison is therefore with the forest fire. Forest fire takes place without anyone's attack, simply by collision of two dry wood. There is friction, electricity is produced, and the dry leaf immediately catch hold of the electricity and it becomes fire. So, this material world, everyone is trying to be peaceful, happy, tranquil. No. There must be fire. Exactly like that. The fire brigade is always ready because they know at any moment there will be fire. So, as it is state-wise, fire brigade is ready. Similarly, universally, this material world is also, there is chance of fire at any moment. We do not want it, but it will take place. Therefore, this material existence is called saṃsāra dāvā nala līra lōka. And the forest fire is compared, especially mentioned, this fire cannot be extinguished by your fire brigade. He cannot send fire brigade to the forest. I've seen in Nainital, from Kathgudana station, about 1 mile up in the hill there is fire. So, long ago, I asked him, "Man, what is that?" "But there is fire." So nobody went there to set fire, but the fire is burning. So how this fire can be extinguished? Can you send fire brigade or buckets of water? No, there is not possible. Then it will go on the fire? No, it will be extinguished. How? Samishara-dāvāna-lalari-lūpa-trānāya-kārunna-ghanādhanatyam. Just like this forest fire can be extinguished only if there is cloud upon it, if there is rain. You cannot set fire with it. That means this is the indication that this fire of this material world can be extinguished through the exigency of spiritual master because he has received the mercy. Cloud, just like cloud has taken water from the sea. Similarly, the spiritual master takes mercy, receives mercy from the ocean of mercy, Krishna, and he pours it over the saṃsāra dāvā. This example is very nice. That you cannot extinguish by your plans the blazing fire of this material existence. That is not possible. This is foolishness. The so-called rascal leaders, they are making plans lifelong, the United Nations making plans to stop war, fighting. They cannot do it. It is not possible. You have to take mercy from Krishna. Then it is possible to extinguish. We have to seek mercy. But the demons, they don't care for Krishna or God. They think that we shall do. I am God, I shall do. Namāna duṣkitunam ulhā prasadvan te narādham. Because they are narādham, lowest of the mankind. Why? It is called, Krishna says, we are not manufacturing this world. Krishna says, lowest of the mankind. Āsuri bhāvamā śrita. Namāṁ prasaddhante mūrha duṣkitīna narādhamā. Māyā apajitavgyāna āsuri bhāvamā śrita. Those who are demons, those who have developed this āsuri bhāva. Āsuri bhāva means denying the existence of God. That is Asurika. There are two kinds of men, Asur and Devata. those who are accepting the authority of the Supreme Lord, they are called Devata. And those who are denying the existence of God, now such demons are prevalent everywhere, especially the communists. And others, they write, of course, on the note, we trust in God, but practically does not do anything. That is also another edition of demons. Under the garb of believing in God, doing all nonsense. You see? So, namam ruskita namo raha prapadante naraka. Human life is meant for understanding what is God, what is my relationship with Him. And when you understand the relationship is there, God is great, I am very small. No. The rascal says, I am God. And what you say, you become God. God is great. Are you great? If I give you any slap, you will immediately cry and you are praying God. You see. But these rascals are doing nicely and fools are falling. Here is God, incarnation of God. So God is not so cheap. God, our conception of God, they say Krishna. Krishna is so powerful. Say this in the Vedic literature. Jasaika nishasita kalama thavalamma jivanti loma vilaja jagadannanatha. Simply by the breathing of Mahavishnu, innumerable, just like we exhale and inhale, and so many small microbes, germs are coming out and going. This is a fact, medical fact. Similarly, as microbes are coming and going, similarly, with the breathing of Mahavishnu, so many universes are coming and going. That is God. God who can create unlimited number of universes simply by breathing. That is God. Don't sleep. So, here, namang duskidunam muha prapadante naradhama, so, for receiving God consciousness, we have to approach adho gudvasrayam, that is it, how to become devotee. Adho gudvasrayam, one has to seek out a bona fide spiritual master. Just like Sutta Goswami has become disciple of a bona fide spiritual master, Sukadev Goswami, and is describing the activities of the spiritual master, Jang Prabhajantam. Sukadev Goswami was liberated. He remained within the mother, within the womb of his mother for 16 years. Because he was conscious that as soon as I get out of the womb of my mother, I will be immediately captured by Maya. So, let me become little strong. So, he remained 16 years within the mother. Just like Prahlad Maharaj, he learned all about God consciousness from the within the womb of his mother. Narad Muni was teaching Prahlad Maharaj's mother because she was pregnant and she was being taken away by Indra and others. Narad Muni rescued her, and because her husband was defeated and he fled away, and she underwent severe austerities how to defeat these demigods. So, Narad Muni took compassion upon this lady, and he told, my dear daughter, you come with me, you live with me in my hermitage until your husband comes back. So, He was in a stressing Delhi. It is the business of saintly person, whoever comes to him, he would give him instruction about spiritual knowledge. So he was instructing Prahlad Maharaj's mother. But the mother, less intelligent woman, but Prahlad Maharaj took all the instruction and became a perfect devotee. He has admitted, when his friends inquired from him, "My dear Prahlad, you are the son of a king and you do not go outside your palace, and we are sent here in this school teaching, our teacher is the same, how you have learnt all these nice things?" Then he said, "My dear friends, these nice things I learned from Narada, the same spiritual master. You require spiritual master." He then described that the instruction was actually meant for my mother, but being woman, she has forgot. This is the qualification, don't be sorry. But Krishna says, Sriyasudra tatha vaisya, teki janti parahati. That is Krishna's mercy. Even if he is woman, Sriya, woman is considered to be less intelligent. But Krishna is so merciful that Man hi paasa vipasritya jihishu paapa junaya. Priya sudra tatha vaishya devi janti parangati. Doesn't matter whether he is over or sudra or a vaishya. If he takes shelter of my lotus feet, according to the regulative principle, devi janti parangati. He also go back to God. Kimpana brahmana punya bhakta rajasthaya tatha. Then what to speak of the persons who are born in Brahmin family, and those who are devotees? They must go, provided he takes shelter of Krishna. Even Priyasudra tatha vaishya, who are considered less intelligent, are born in lower degrade species of life, still they can go, and what to speak of the persons who have taken in high family, devoted family, they must go. Anistam asatam lokam imam prapa bhajasama. This world is anityam. Anityam means temporary. Asukham and full of misery. Imam prapisu, one to get relief from this temporary world and the distresses within this world, then bhajasama. Just become a devotee of me.
That's right.
So, the activities of Sukadev Goswami is that he purposefully remained within the womb of his mother for 16 years. And as soon as he got out, immediately he left home. Immediately. Anupita. Because according to Vedic system, there is upanayan. Upeta. Upanayan. Upanayan means, upa means near. And nayana means bring. When the spiritual master brings the disciples nearer by giving him Gayatri Mantra. That is Kalupana, Samaskar. So, Sukadev Goswami did not take any such Samaskar. He learned from his father within the womb of his mother, and as he became perfectly in knowledge, liberated soul, immediately he got out of the womb of his mother and immediately started. He means for the forest, naked, just going on. And with father, actually very much agreed, oh, my son is born and is going immediately. Out of affection, my dear son, where you are going? My dear son, where you are? Putri di tanmayataya. Son didn't care. My dear. Putri di tanmayataya sarabho viledu. Because the father was so angry. So, the tree replied, there was, what is called, vibration, echo. Yes. So, tam sarvabhuta ridam munim alatosmi. I am offering my respectful obeisances unto the great sage Sukadev Goswami, whose activities is like that. Immediately coming out of his womb of his mother, he left home without being undergoing any sanskar. Sanskar is required to be impure. So we should not imitate, neither it is our in our capability that as soon as we get out of the womb of mother, we can walk. No, that is not what. It is special. It is special, therefore everything is special. Even without taking any initiation, he was initiated by his father. But left immediately home, and Sutta Goswami is describing the wonderful activities of his spiritual master and offering obeisance. Kamunim alatosmi, that great says, alatosmi, I humbly bow down on his lotus feet. Thank you.